Well, hello there and welcome back. I hope you guys are enjoying our seller interview series. I am having so much fun listening to these. Today, we are going to be talking to Brandy from Simply Styled Art. Brandy is relatively new on Etsy. She just started selling last year. She has about 200 sales. By the time you're listening to this, she probably has more. So we're going to listen to Brandy about her experience with reviews. Reviews are something that we all get really hypersensitive about. If you've ever gotten a bad review, you know what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. We all count these bad reviews in our head for so much more than the good reviews. What is that about? We're going to start by listening to Brandy about her experience because I think it's just wonderful to hear from a seller who's had such a good experience. And then we're going to talk about what you can do when you get bad reviews and how you can sort of make your brain reweigh things where it thinks those good reviews are just as valuable, if not more valuable, than those bad reviews. So let's jump in and listen to Brandy's experience, and hopefully it will make us all a little bit more grateful for all those awesome reviews we do get on a regular basis. So let's hear from Brandy now.
Hi, this is Brandy from Simply Styled Art on Etsy, and I just wanted to talk about like the best compliment I had received on Etsy was a customer of mine that stated she totally got me. Like she left a large compliment, a long one that stated how, you know, she felt my calming energy and the accents and how things were trending to be simplified and natural in homes. And I just felt like she really got me. So I really appreciated that. And I really wish that I could respond to kind words like that. Like, I wish I could tell them how thankful I am, but I'm very new at this Etsy thing. And I don't know if there is a way, if you could let me know. If not, I just always thank people on my social media, on Instagram and Facebook and other areas. As for a bad review, I haven't gotten any yet. I've been so blessed to get all really good reviews, but I know that I can't maybe please everybody, but I sure hope that I could try. I never want to get a bad review. That's honestly one of the things that makes me kind of sick to my stomach is I don't want to get a bad review. I just want to please everybody, but I know that that's not humanly possible. So I've never had to deal with that. So I haven't got to share that, but I just wanted to let everybody know I didn't realize this prior to working on Etsy. I've had my shop up for just coming up on a year, so it's kind of our birthday. How important reviews are. Gosh, they're so important to a maker, and they really do help that other people have seen your product. And I absolutely love when people send me pictures of how they style my product because I do home accents, decor accents. So I love to see them in their home and how they use them because it might be a different way than I had thought. Reviews are super important. And my gosh, I wish I would have known how important they were previously. And I would have left way more over the years as I've purchased on Etsy. But that is my information and the best review and compliment that I've gotten. And I just want to thank everybody and leave those reviews, guys.
So first of all, if you're like Brandy and you're getting compliments, I am so excited for you. You guys work really hard on your Etsy stuff, and it's a process. Like, you have to order stuff, you have to make it, you often have to customize it, you have to pack it, you have to ship it. There's a lot of care that goes into it, even just going back and forth to the post office frequently or having to find ways to ship things during a pandemic can be a little bit complicated. Even if you're doing print on demand or digital items, like, you're still working pretty hard. You're spending a lot of time getting things together. And when you get these compliments, it kind of makes it all worth it. When people really truly understand your shop and you can tell from their review that you resonated with them, you changed their life in a positive way, it just feels so good. So first of all, I want to take a second. And as Etsy sellers, I want to use some of the things Brandy said to inspire us in a big way and make sure we move forward knowing that these positive reviews are valuable and not discounting them every single time we get a bad review. So first of all, Brandy asked, how do you respond to compliments? I actually think she's doing a great job. When I feature people who review my items, their pictures, or just what they've said or anything about them on my social media, a lot of times they get pretty excited. And it's really nice for you to reshare the things that they've posted and even just talk about how thankful you are for their review. A lot of sellers will reach out via Convo and thank the person. Sometimes they'll give them a coupon. When I get amazing reviews, I love to reach out to people and just be like, look, you made my day. I just want to tell you that you've kind of changed how I felt today. I appreciated every single thing you said. I'm so excited that you like this product. Here's what it took for me to make it for you. So I just want you to know that this feeling is mutual and I am so happy to have you as a customer. Sometimes I'll offer them a coupon. Other times I'll just be like, if you ever need anything or if you want me to create you something custom, I love working with you. Please feel free to reach out. You can do any of those things. A lot of people will give a special coupon. They'll create a special customer appreciation coupon that they only give out to people who give them good reviews. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with this. The person has already reviewed you. You're not manipulating them in any way. You're just saying, hey, we like each other. I want to reward you for liking me because I like you. You know, simple as that. So you can do those things. I do also like to feature people on social media though, because it just is that one nice extra touch. I think Brandy's doing an excellent job already. It's probably why she has all good reviews, honestly. So let's talk a little bit more about gratitude and how you can feel better about your good reviews and better about your bad reviews. So first things first, whenever I get a good review, whether it's by email, on social media, whether it's an Etsy review, I take a picture of it and I put it into a file folder on my computer. And I actually called it things to look at when everything sucked or sucks. So this is the folder that I look at when I'm kind of feeling a little bit difficult about my business. If you are an Etsy seller and you've been online for any amount of time, you know how hard you work. You know what it takes to maintain something like this. And honestly, some days we just have those kind of days where we're like, God, it would be easier to quit. My personal fantasy is that I would quit and work at a bar being a waitress or work at a gay bar being an event promoter because all those things sound amazing and fun. Honestly, I think I would hate those jobs, but you know, your deep, dark inside fantasy of if my life was easy, here's what I would be doing. To me, it's definitely one of those things. I'm sure you have yours. Please feel free to comment and share them with me because I think that they're fun to share. My little waitress at a bar thing is what I always think of when I'm like, I'm ready to quit. I just want to be a waitress at a bar. But looking at this file reminds me that I am doing so much for other people and that they do appreciate it and that this one negative comment that I just got or having to do work that I don't want to do for one day is worth it. Having that file keeps me sane in a big way. Reaching out to my friends when I'm upset, my other blogger buddies or Etsy sellers on my community, that helps a lot too. That's a game changer because they'll often point out things that you don't even see. But when all else fails, that file folder can really mean a lot to you and can help you with feeling good about your business every single day. I highly, highly recommend it. Okay, let's talk about bad reviews because they're painful. For those of you who haven't heard it already, I do have an episode about the worst review I ever received and how it actually turned into something amazing. I will link that for you below. But I think bad reviews are such a freaking blessing. And you may be like, this is crap. I don't believe that. I got a bad review. I feel like crap. I honestly want to fall off the planet. I don't know why I do this. And a lot of people feel that way. And Brandy even expressed that she was really afraid of getting a bad review. But you don't need to be. Here's the reality. You cannot please everyone. Every business will have people that do not like it for some reason. Even if you literally ran a business just giving people $1,000 for existing, people would find a reason to complain. If you don't believe me, just look at the comments on YouTube or Amazon. You will see. So, bad reviews can actually be good. First of all, I've noticed that whenever I get a bunch of bad reviews, either on Etsy or my blog, my business explodes not long after that. Like, I will get a big push. And I think the reason why is because something I'm doing is inciting people to either very, very much agree with me and like me and want to be a part of what I'm doing, or very, very much dislike that me for those exact same reasons. And because of that, I'm creating things called super fans. And super fans are people who basically, they want to buy everything you do. They're watching you constantly. They post your stuff on social media. They're excited about what you're doing, and they are very much in your sphere. Super fans are rare, but they're amazing for your business. They promote you to other people. They feel so good. They're the people that you think of when you wake up, when you're like, well, I helped this person, or, well, this person really liked what I'm doing, and they said this about me, and that made me feel things I've never felt before. I just feel so good about myself. When you create super fans, you're also creating super haters because there's like, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I'm going to do some physics today, Etsy physics. But those super haters usually are very vocal about how much they dislike your stuff, or they may post reviews that don't actually say anything bad about what you're doing, but there's nothing you can do about them. Like, for example, this is not enough for the money you pay, or should cost $2, or this item didn't arrive on time and it had a single flaw, blah, 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 you know, whatever it is that they say that's not actually conducive to helping you fix your product. Some bad reviews are a huge blessing because they tell you exactly what you did wrong and exactly how to fix it. So sometimes I read reviews like the customer service was not good enough, this person said blah, blah, blah. That's a great sign that you need to sit down and Google customer service, figure out what you could be doing, what other people are doing, figure out how you can do the things, keep your boundaries. Like if you don't want to give refunds, don't give refunds, keep your boundaries. But you can do that in a way that makes people happy instead of making them angry at you. There is always a way. Always. So Google those things if you're confused about them and you're getting reviews that are specifically talking about your product's quality, which can be fixed, something about using your product and how hard it is to use, that can be fixed, something about your customer service, that is super easy to fix. Think about those things if you're getting those reviews. Those reviews are blessings because they take your shop from being one that's sort of just trying to find its way into a shop that is utterly amazing and people rave about it and want to buy from you, okay? Definitely make way with that. If you get a negative review, don't just reply to it right away on Etsy either. A lot of people will reply, and it's just so crazy to read these sellers' reviews because they're clearly so angry in the review. And when you're a buyer scrolling through these reviews and you see this one-star review and then you read the seller's response and it's super angry, does that make you want to buy from that person? If for me, it's like, oh, this person is difficult to deal with. Or they're really, really specific about something that I don't care to deal with. That's scary to me as a buyer. I would much rather see you saying, you know what? This was excellent feedback, and I'm so sorry this happened to you. Please contact me. I want to make it right. But in the meantime, I'm going to take your feedback and I'm going to apply it to the shop. So everyone who reads this review, for all of you people buying after this person, I'm going to change this one thing for you so that everyone can have a better experience. When I read that comment, I'm like, oh, I want to buy from the shop right now. I don't even hesitate. Don't even keep reading. So that's a way to turn those negative comments into good. But remember that a lot of times when you're creating these super haters, it's also because you're creating these super fans. And remember that ultimately, if you listen to our money webinar, it is free. The money webinar was amazing. It was such an experience. I had my money mindset coach give you guys advice. It's all about Etsy pricing, but she turns it around and she talks about in that webinar how only 5% of your success actually has to do with customer satisfaction. The other 30% has to do with how satisfied you are with your business and how proud you are of your work. So if you are super proud of your work and you're really satisfied with your business day to day, you are 30% more likely to succeed, and you're going to create 30% more success than somebody who isn't feeling those things about what they're doing. When you feel really happy and proud about your items and customers get them, they are almost always going to be super impressed with what they get. And that basically fixes a lot of customer service as it is. So do listen to that webinar. It was an amazing experience and it will teach you things. We talked at length about bad reviews and how you can actually turn them into good. We got into a lot of detail about that and actually gave you exercises to try it and get it yourself. So if you want to dive deep on making those bad reviews feel good, please check out that free webinar. It is always available. I want you guys to watch it. It was an amazing experience to be a part of it, and I strongly encourage you to check it out. And to Brandy, thank you so much for contributing to this episode. Hearing your story was so interesting, and looking at Brandy's shop, you guys, will tell you immediately why she's doing so well and getting so many good reviews. So please feel free to check out Brandy's shop, Simply Styled Art. I'm going to link that below. And one final thing, if you are enjoying this podcast, you want to hear from more Etsy sellers, please don't hesitate to donate and support us. You can do that by subscribing if you have not already. If you have already, thank you so much for being with us. You have no idea what your subscription means to us and how it is supporting this podcast every single day. I love your guts out. You're amazing. And I am so happy that you're here with us. So if you want to support us and have us continue to do this podcast, please do push that subscribe button. You can do it for $5 a month or $50 a year. Your donation will go straight to supporting this podcast. You'll also get access to all of our previous subscriber episodes. So that means anything that we recorded that was secret or subscriber only, you'll have a full archive that you can listen to, and you'll get the ability to comment on all of our episodes. I do answer comments. I do read them regularly. So if you want that ability, please do donate to what we are doing and help us to keep it going. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I can't wait to see what we learn in our next episode.